You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds offers. Tottenham to win by 2 or more was 11-4. It's now 3-1. Tottenham to win and both teams to score has been enhanced here as well. Was 100-30, now 4-1. Alvaro Negredo to score and Middlesbrough to win was 11-2, now 7-1. And there is a couple of headline offers, enhanced odds offers for Vincent Janssen to score 2 or more, 10-1 now, and him to score and Tottenham to win was 12-5, now 7-2. And Derek, he will play as well, you'd think, Vincent Janssen, because Harry Kane is out for up to 8 weeks with his ankle problem. And he's missed just 4 Premier League games for Tottenham since the start of the 2014-2015 season. And Spurs have failed to win any of the games that he's missed, scoring just twice in that spell, losing 3 times and drawing 1. So they have struggled without Harry Kane in that starting lineup, Derek.
Yeah, they haven't had to do without him very often. But yeah, you're right, they have struggled without him. That probably explains why Tottenham are 21-20. I'm guessing if Kane was involved there, 10-11 maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, 21-20 looks a decent price, doesn't it? But yeah, that is a big worry. They haven't got into this stride, Tottenham, yet, have they? They've looked that there's another gear to come from them. That game against Monaco sticks in the mind in the Champions League when they were really poor. They beat Sunderland, but only narrowly. Yeah, they pasted Gillingham in midweek, but big deal. I don't know what to make of Tottenham at the moment. That said, it wasn't that long ago they went to Stoke and won 4-0. Why shouldn't they go to Middlesbrough and win? I mean, Middlesbrough, I thought they'd do all right in the Premier League, but what I've seen, a couple of tidy performances early on, in particular that derby win against the derby day win against Sunderland. But they look at a limited side, and Tottenham should be going there and winning. They've got any pretensions of being in the title race again. This is a fixture that, you know, they've got to write 3 points on. I'm going to give them a chance here, Tottenham at 21-20. There's a lot more to come from them. Middlesbrough, I don't think there's anything more to come. What we've seen is what you're going to get from Middlesbrough, a tidy side that don't really threaten. They're not going to get pated by anybody, but I saw them against Everton last week and they never looked like scoring. You know, they got a goal that shouldn't have been allowed anyway, and that was, but I think, in fact, that was, I don't think they had the shot on target, did they, Middlesbrough? Did I read that stat right? And then yet they scored a goal. I think Tottenham should be winning this, and 21-20, even without Harry, I think that's a bet.
I can see, Tom, lots of support for Tottenham. It wouldn't surprise me if they do go off odds on for this game. We're recording this on Friday morning around about 11:30. I think they'll be heavily backed, Tottenham, in this one.
I would agree. My go-to default bet for Tottenham this year has been a Tottenham win and unders, because they seem to be that kind of team. They're not hitting their stride yet. They did it on occasions last season when they did demolish a side, and obviously they've done it to Stoke this year, who are in a real mess at the moment. But I never think they're going to be doing that, even with Harry Kane in the side. But, you know, people I've spoken to and know a little bit more about Janssen than I do, I haven't really seen him play, you know, suggest that Spurs have got a very decent player. Obviously, the question will be whether he can step into Kane's boots and fill them this weekend. But I think it's the kind of game he'll be relishing, you know, and he's got to step up. You know, it's not just one game. It's not a one-game suspension for Harry Kane. They've been very coy about how long he's going to be out for. So Janssen's got to step in and he's got to start scoring. You know, the way Tottenham play, you know, he's got that energy. And apparently Pochettino, you know, spent a long time tracking him in terms of finding that sort of Kane understudy or as close to a player where you could get to Harry Kane and buy him. And I think, you know, within the Spurs ranks, they feel they've got a bit of a bargain on their hands there and a real good player. So be interesting to see how he gets on. But yeah, I think Tottenham will do it. I mean, Middlesbrough have only failed to score in one game this season, but as Derek says, they shouldn't have had that goal allowed against Everton. They are what they are, Middlesbrough. We're going to say it a lot this year. You know, well organised, they're tight, they've got a big wage bill, they've got a lot of players who've been there and done it all over Europe, really, but ultimately they still don't have that dynamism that you need in the Premier League to cause Tottenham big problems. So Tottenham will do what they do, they will sit in, they will frustrate, and ultimately Middlesbrough don't have the quality to unlock this Spurs defence, and that's why Tottenham will win the game. They won't need to score, I don't think, more than 2 Spurs here to win the game, but I'm going to go for the Spurs win and under 2.5 goals at 14-5.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now, when the fun stops.